Yeah, we carried out a survey in terms of and looked at the statistics, and we found that unemployment in the region has fallen from 16.7% in 2012 and down to 9.4%. So it does show some green shoots visible of the recovery in the Northwest. However, creating and maintaining, you know, a positive business environment must be a priority for the next government. And that's why we had our meeting this morning with IBEC, which represents businesses in the region, to launch our general election campaign. We brought together business leaders, policymakers, and general election candidates. And if you like, Greg, what we were trying to do was to outline how to attract more investment, create more jobs, and make the Northwest a better place to live, work, and do business.
Recent statistics show that of the hundreds of IDA visits so far this year, there was only one to County Donegal. That doesn't really point to a massive commitment to job creation, at least in the areas the IDA would have responsibility for.
No, that's correct. And one of the issues that we've been highlighting with politicians, indeed throughout this year in terms of our lobbying, is that there's a great need at the moment to double infrastructure investment to 4% of GDP by 2020, because one of the key issues that's preventing, as you point out, Greg, investment in the area is infrastructure and access and egress from the area. And we see roads as being a huge priority in that context.
The recovery has to be equal, doesn't it? Because just because companies are employing more people, it doesn't mean their profits would be on par with the rest of the country. Or indeed, just because people have a job, it doesn't mean their wages would be on par with other areas of the country. So we have to look behind the figures, would you think?
Yeah, well, although what we're seeing is in another survey that we carried out on pay with our members is that approximately 63% of members in the region are introducing pay increases this year to a median rate of about 2%. Obviously enough, that's sector driven. It depends on the sector, because definitely in the indigenous industry, you know, particularly in retail and hospitality, you know, it's still lagging behind the recovery in terms of those industries in particular.